Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Right now, you know, pandemic-driven lockdowns over the last year have driven people's desire to stay connected with others. One way or another, as long as we got technology, it helps.
Well, of course, that's right. But in response, convenient, timely, personalized nature of messaging has seen its rise to the spotlight as well as preferred new channel for customers to communicate with businesses.
So Zendesk's Customer Experience Trends Report 2021 shows that support requests over apps like, say, WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger, those have spiked up 117% here in Asia Pacific.
And Twitter, too, don't forget. Oh. I managed to get my flight tickets from last year refunded, processed at least, via Twitter, because I got almost immediate responses from the airlines via Twitter.
Oh.
Instead of waiting for the call center agent to pick up your call, which
can
be expensive.
Faster, right?
Yeah. Yeah, at least in Twitter, I send a message, reply right away.
Right, right. It's interesting, and it really raises the question, you know, why are we seeing this preference for conversational customer experiences? And I think more importantly, why does it matter?
Well, how can businesses too leverage this new trend to better engage with customers and translate great CX to business outcomes?
Let's find out more from Malcolm Koh, CX strategist Asia Pacific at Zendesk. Malcolm, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. Thanks. It's nice for letting me be here.
Looking forward to this conversation. Tell us a little bit, for starters, about the study that was conducted, the Customer Experience Trends Report.
So the study we did, background information from about 45,000 global companies, our clients, and it took billions of transactions that they perform, and then we compiled it to find out some of these trends, including the one you mentioned on messaging.
So can you expound on what the study, what the survey results were?
So we found that companies were wanting to prioritize new ways to engage with business. Mm-hmm. And 72% of those in Singapore are willing to spend more with brands now and better their online experiences. That's because I think they've become accustomed to sort of online experiences. And as they adjust, that new benchmark continues to be set. We also found that businesses, local companies, 77% are prioritizing CX more than a year ago. And globally, global companies are looking at new ways to engage customers, about 70%. And more than half of leaders in APAC expect bigger budgets this year.
So talking about the impact of COVID-19 and switching to the shift of customer experience trends, I want to say, has this been pushed to be digitalized? But I don't really now know how to approach that. I mean, we could say it's digitalized because you go through the different messengers, like you mentioned earlier on. But in preference, if you were to compare that to getting on the phone and talking to a customer service officer, where does that rank?
A lot of the trends now are accelerating digital. A lot of the reason is because I think businesses find voice less efficient than, say, as you mentioned, your Twitter got replied to quicker. So there is an efficiency gain to that. So and people also, as you think now, interact with each other via messaging. I mean, with our friends and family, we have WhatsApp groups we sit on. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, it has become a custom. 72% of customers also they like these online experiences. If you think of these new disruptors like e-commerce players, like your Shopee's and stuff like this, they also use these channels and you interact quite seamlessly.
Well, as a consumer, it's good because you get some sort of a reply or resolution to any issue you're facing almost immediately, right? When it comes to all these messaging system or Twitter or things like that, when you have an issue with your e-commerce order.
Yes, so that sort of real-time channel, like voice, especially for sort of urgency, has a nice mid-ground in terms of being, for fail of a better word, intimate with the customer and then putting them at ease, but then getting that reply right away. And that has opened up, on the other side for businesses, there's a lot of potential for digitalization. So automation, putting up forms, maybe they put PDF refund form inside. You can exchange photographs to sort of speed up process. So it gives you access to new tools to interact with the customer.
So, Malcolm, as a business operator myself, here's the concern I have. Because of the process in place, when a customer disputes something, you know, you put a reason, you put a picture, and immediately you get a refund, it costs money for businesses to do the same thing because we won't have time to ask proper questions. Mm. I mean, we see it with you know, your car, private hire car services as well. If you were charged wrongly, you can easily dispute it and choose one of the options and you get your refund right away, almost.
Yes. So that sort of real time and speed, and I think also being able to see that instead of just being able to voice that urgency of things mm-hmm. is where this channel can be used. And so coming back to maybe segmenting your channel management, depending on maybe complexity or if you think it's a pain point, like obviously refunds, people tend to be a little bit more sensitive about no matter the amount, as opposed to maybe a late delivery, depending if they're in a rush. So understanding that comes back to customers as well, and understanding which channel to use. Sound messaging does have a lot of, we saw a large upswing in the use of messaging, about 117%, I think, of WhatsApp usage went up versus last year in APAC.
Apart from the ones you just mentioned, Malcolm, what are some other mistakes that business often make when it comes to trying to optimize their customers' CX journey?
I think what this boils down to in terms of best practice to optimize is kind of understanding customers. That hasn't really changed in terms of the way the world works, having the value add and trying to be more proactive. And what I mean by that is sometimes in messaging, for example, you could set triggers if you understand the process. So geolocation, sometimes they warn you when the driver is coming. Or if you're looking for a delivery, the mornings of, they usually send you a text to say, we expect that they'll come in this window. So if you think about those, we didn't used to have those. But when you journey in and then leverage on the messaging that it is a real time, it can also set sort of bars for you throughout the process, which help you optimize that experience, also maybe lowering friction points. So maybe in the refund case, you might send a proactive message that says, okay, we noted you tagged a refund, it will take X number of days. These kind of things, I think they're becoming more commonplace. So artificial intelligence, but backed up by, say, looking at the process or automation of things so that we can lower stresses and make the experience better for customers.
But, you know, how much does it come into play where, you know, you need to have a profile of your customer or really understand your customer? Digital is supposed to help in that aspect. But is there the human error where, for example, I had a case where I was supposed to get food delivery and I got a message saying your food has been delivered. 2 hours later, I still didn't see my food. It was delivered to the floor upstairs. And that's because the driver, you know, indicated that he had made the delivery and there was no verification.
Yeah, I hate that happened to me too.
Like the contactless delivery, right? That can cause a bit of a problem.
It does. I'd like to think over the macro, though, it happens less often than okay. the nice ones. But at the end of the day, it's true. That is not nice. So I think when those come in, then that would either be, it could be a message and they should reply to you quickly. Mm. And then they should be able to rectify it. I'd hope that in this case, they did rectify it in a relatively okay time, maybe half hour to 45 minutes, not the best. But yeah, that engagement. But I think also going back to it, maybe over time, they have to understand and be more proactive in those fixes. And that boils down to customer data and understanding the transactions that happen. So not automating everything. I think maybe there is a human element and then picking right. up on those and then writing in the process to try to correct that in future. So it could be that delivery rider, for example. If you keep seeing a trend of that, then that may require something or geolocation.
And, right. And we can't fault the delivery driver because in his mind, he probably didn't even realize yeah, that he sent yeah. it to the wrong place.
Yeah,
or from the flip side, as a restaurant operator myself, we've had orders prepared and not picked up, but there the system go. Shows it's been picked up,
yes.
but the driver actually picked up from the wrong location, sent to the wrong person. I mean, these things happen. We get a refund request. There's food costs involved in it. And there was an article recently written about one of the F&B bosses talking about wrongful refunds for food, which we encounter often. Very trivial, because a customer can simply say, there's not enough onions in my sandwich. Like, okay. what is enough onions, right? Mm. One of the comments I got here is that customer is always right, provided you have the right customer. So can AI actually determine what is the wrong customer in a case like this?
I think,
or is that something that we need to be improving, AI rather?
So I think there is in the infancy of customer experience, we're still maturing in that area.
Okay.
I think AI can help because, again, not all transactions are built the same. And again, if we macro information, we're hoping that these are less than more, but they do happen and they're not very pleasant, I must say. But at the end of the day, I think it boils down to understanding those trends, understanding those customers, investing in the tech tools to improve the processes and workflow. I mean, in this case, if it was a glitch, but if it's not a glitch, then maybe if it keeps happening, we'll be able to spot that trend in advance and then make corrective changes in that. That process hasn't really changed. And I think technology enables us to see this better. I mean, data points. I mean, I like to use the example of using data with our current Trace Together. I think the processes have improved greatly because you're measuring behaviors, you're taking data and understanding patterns, and then you're making things better for reacting for the future. My personal opinion is SG Trace Together did that very well, and that's because we macro that kind of information. So back to the point of improving CX and that experience for those either crisis or reactions, it helps us be more proactive in that customer engagement. And over time, we should get smarter, so to speak.
And where do you see CX going, you know, by the time we've got COVID back of us and we're fully embraced that new normal? How do you see it evolving in the future?
I think I see that, for example, in this case, channel management will be optimized by using messaging and that whole new ecosystem of automations. But I think it also, as you rightly pointed, has a balance between automation and still that human element. That would mean that maybe the engagement of channels will differ for different types of customers, different types of segments, different types of transactions, and that we will get smarter in understanding those channels and also where the customer wants to be engaged. We will also use that to add value, to be more proactive, and have a more personalized approach to customers than we do today. And I think running that data, as I said, and understanding those patterns and improving the processes with that data will be the future for us in creating stellar CX, so to speak.
We've been speaking with Malcolm Koh, CX strategist, Asia Pacific at Zendesk. Malcolm, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks, Elliot. You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.